So I'm going to speak for a short while, and then we will ask His Holiness Bhakti Brinda Govinda Swami Maharaj to lead another kirtan and speak something as well. So I will speak on one of my favorite subject matters. And that is chanting of Hare Krishna. I'm sure that this subject matter is dear to every devotee in our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. I have to be very quiet now. The other day we were speaking about chanting Hare Krishna during one evening program. We were describing that chanting Hare Krishna is one of the five most important practices in Krishna consciousness. And we concluded that it is the most important practice in Krishna consciousness. And we concluded that talk by saying that the chanting is like a medicine which can cure the disease of material existence. Actually, everyone is in a disease condition. We may not have any particular disease like typhoid fever or smallpox or malaria at the present moment, but still we're considered in a disease condition. What is the symptom of a disease? That you're suffering. That's a very practical way to know that you have a disease when you're suffering. So is anyone not suffering in material existence? Everyone is suffering. We're suffering birth, diseases, old age, and death. So everyone is suffering, therefore we can conclude everyone is in a diseased condition. We're not Krishna conscious. The Acharyas describe that this world is temporary, full of suffering and ignorance. But the spiritual world is just the opposite. It's eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So disease condition is when you're in the material world, and healthy condition is when you're in the spiritual world. So as we discussed last week, when to cure a disease you need medicine. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna refers, he says that he's the healing herb. You take the herb, the natural herbs of the forest, and you take them, you become cured. So he gives us the ultimate medicine to cure material existence altogether, and that, as we know, is the chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So,
there's a maxim, a saying in Vedic tradition that death, disease, and fire, these should be attended to immediately. You shouldn't let them go on too long.
那么根据韦陀传统来说呢，这个疾病还有火灾，还有死亡，必须是立刻加以解决的问题。
If there's a fire, you want to put it out immediately, or it gets worse.
如果你这个家里着火，你不立刻扑灭它的话，那就会非常严重。
If someone dies, you have to bury that body immediately, otherwise it.
如果有人处于这个快要死亡的这个地方，要赶紧救他。
The tradition is if someone dies at night, the body must be cremated before sunrise.
根据这个印度的传统的话，如果一个人在晚上死掉的话，那么他的身体必须在凌晨就要焚化掉。
And if someone dies during the day, tradition says the body must be cremated before sunset.
那如果说一个人在白天死亡的话，那么他的身体尸体就必须在日落前焚化。
So fire has to be taken care of immediately, a death has to be taken care of immediately, and also disease. You have to attend to it immediately, otherwise it gets worse.
所以对于那个火要立刻采取措施，死亡也要立刻采取措施，同样的疾病也要立刻采取措施。
Just like on our Australian tour, I got an earache. Ache of the ear. And I was so busy I couldn't attend to it. I didn't do it. It got worse and it got worse and it got worse. So in the same way, unless we take care of this disease of material existence altogether, it just gets worse and worse. Things don't get better in the material world. They get worse. If you don't become Krishna conscious in this lifetime, then you become more entangled in material life, and next lifetime it's more difficult to become Krishna conscious. We're caught in the web of illusion, things get worse. Just like you see, the spider creates the web. And by nature's way, she can walk all over the web and she doesn't get entangled. But what happens when the fly flies into the spider's web? First, her 1 foot gets caught in the web. To get herself free, she pushes off with her 2nd foot. But the 2nd foot also gets stuck in the web.
And
then the 3rd foot. And pretty soon all 6 feet are entangled in the web and there's no question of getting free, and a spider comes and eats her up, eats the little
thing.
So the longer you stay in this material world, the longer you engage in material activities, the longer you try to satisfy your material desires, the more you become entangled, just like the fly in the spider's web. The longer you procrastinate utilizing life for purification, the dirtier, the more contaminated you become.
那如果说你在这个世界上这个幻觉越深，你的那个物质的污染越深。
Just like if you don't take a bath the 1st day, 2nd day, 3rd day, 1 week, 2 months, 2 years, 5 years, you haven't taken a bath, then it's really hard to scrub all the dirt off.
就像我们如果不洗澡，一天不洗澡，2天不洗澡，3天不洗澡，1个月不洗澡，那要如果要清洁我们的身体，就会变得非常非常困难。
Maro is saying that that famous personality Genghis Khan, is he from Kazakhstan?
No, he's from Mongolia.
From Mongolia, he never bathed. He didn't have to worry about fighting his enemies. He smelled so bad, his enemies would run the other way. So the longer you delay the purpose of life, which is to become Krishna conscious, atato brahma janasya. The purpose of life is to become Krishna conscious. The longer you delay it, the more difficult it becomes. So we should take up the opportunity immediately. We have that medicine to cure that disease. It's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Actually, when you're diseased, there's only one thought on your mind, to get better. So the one thought in our mind should be to become Krishna conscious. When people get sick, they sometimes fantasize about one little pill they can take and get better. I remember when I was a boy, my father, we were going to go on vacation, and the day before vacation, my father became really, really sick, had a really bad flu.
And
I remember the doctor visited the house, and my father said, we have to go on vacation, just give me one pill to make me better. And I was a little boy. I think I was 6 or 7. I remember the doctor arguing with my father. Sir, he said, sir, this is not medicine. You just give one pill and you're going to get better in 1 minute. You have to stay in bed, drink lots of orange juice, don't go outside, get lots of sleep, and then over 3 or 4 days, a week, then you'll get better. So, the disease of material existence, we would like one little pill that we can take and just immediately become freed from the suffering of material existence and achieve the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Well, you know what? There is a pill like that. There is. Just take this one little pill, this little sugar pill, and you'll become Krishna conscious. If you take it properly. One time Prabhupada said, you can chant Hare Krishna for thousands and thousands of lives, only make a little bit of advancement. If you chant Hare Krishna, you maintain your material attachments, so you keep doing your bad habits, then as you chant, you only make a little bit of advancement. After millions of years, just only be a little bit advanced. But if you chant Hare Krishna one time, sincerely, purely, without any selfish motivation, only for the glorification of the Lord, Prabhupada said, you can become Krishna conscious in one moment. So there's the sugar pill. Kalayar dosha nidhe rajan asti eka mahaguna kirtana deva krishna sya mukta sangha param vajat. Shukadeva Goswami says to Maharaj Pariksit, he described, this is a very bad age in which we live, but there's one good thing left in this age. Just by Krishna Kirtan, you can become perfected and go back to Godhead. Therefore, Prabhupada has said that the demigods on the higher planetary systems, they're praying to take birth in Kali Yuga, because the process of liberation, the process of achieving devotion to God, is so simple. Demigods, they're a little more advanced than us. They're serious about life and they want to become Krishna conscious. So this chanting is so powerful that the demigods are waiting in line so they can take birth on the earth planet so that they can become Krishna conscious. So that's the philosophy. We have a saying in English, example is higher or better than precept or better than theory or philosophy. So fortunately in the scriptures there's many examples of devotees who have taken up this process and in a very short time have become Krishna conscious. Just like we have the example of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, of course, is a great devotee. Some acharyas say that he is the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And some acharyas say that he is an incarnation of Lord Brahma. And other acharyas say that he's a combination of both. Now generally when an exalted devotee takes birth, he takes birth in a family of devotees. Prabhupada says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that there are families of devotees who, generation after generation, they produce pure devotees. He referred to his own family. Prabhupada dedicated the Krishna book to his father. The Krishna book dedication says, to Gaur Mohan Day, my father. A pure devotee of Krishna. Who trained me up in Krishna consciousness. Who gave me the spirit of Krishna consciousness, which was later imbibed by my eternal father, my spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati
Thakur.
And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes how the unsuccessful yogi takes birth again in a family of wealthy mercantile people, but then he describes that the best of those transcendentalists takes birth in a family of devotees of the Lord. He says, verily, such a birth is very rare. So in the past times of Lord Chaitanya, what birth did Lord Brahma take? What birth did Prahlad Maharaj take? Were they born in a wealthy mercantile family? Was Lord Brahma born into a family of devotees? No. He was born into the family of the Muslim family. And that we consider that a fallen birth because they're meat eaters. So why did Lord Brahma take birth in a family of meat eaters? Did he make a mistake somewhere along the line? No, rather it was to demonstrate the potency of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should never think of Lord Brahma as fallen, but it's a pastime to demonstrate the potency of chanting Hare
Krishna.
Just like we never think of Arjuna as fallen, although he fell into illusion by the arrangement of the Lord so the Lord could speak Bhagavad Gita for our benefit. So although Haridas Thakur was born in that sort of situation, he became attracted to and attached to chanting Hare Krishna, so much so that he became the spiritual master of the holy name, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And of course, there's the example of Jagai and Madhai as well. And in previous times, there's the example of personalities like Valmiki. He's the author of the Ramayana. But before he was a thief. Not even an ordinary thief. He and his band of dacoits, they would rob pilgrims on their way to holy places. So there's no hope for such a person to become purified. But his spiritual master, who was to become his spiritual master, Narada Muni, asked him, took compassion upon him and asked him to chant the name of God. Not Hare Krishna, he asked him to chant the name. But Valmiki was so sinful that he could not even repeat the name of God. When a person becomes very fallen, they're not inclined towards spiritual activity, so he could not even say the name of God. But Narada Muni was very intelligent. The spiritual master obviously has to be more intelligent than the disciple to guide him on the path of devotion. And the spiritual master sometimes has to be very innovative in his ways to get people to take up Krishna consciousness. It's like when Prabhupada came to the West, he was very innovative. He adjusted according to time and circumstance. He let ladies live in the ashram. Gave them initiation in Gayatri Mantra. These things were not done even by his own spiritual master. So Narada Muni was very innovative. He thought, all right, then just chant the name of death. What kind of spiritual master is this, asking his disciple to chant the name of death? But he had a plan. In Sanskrit, death is mara. So he said, repeat the name of Mara over and over and over, and you'll become purified. So Valmiki said, Mara, 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 Mara,
Mara.
It's a tongue, we say tongue twister. Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers, or I don't know. You have something in China like that?
Yeah.
What? How does it sound? So everything can be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness. Except sinful things. So. Mara, 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 Rama, 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 Rama. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram. Patita Pavanasi. So his heart became purified. Or Magrari the hunter. Magrari the hunter. He was addicted to half killing animals.
So,
again, Narada Muni took compassion on this person. He convinced him to chant Hare Krishna. And in the long run, to make a long story short, he would not even step on an ant. He would not even, Magrari would not even step on an ant. So Philina Padichate, we judge something by the result. And the result was, in the past, so many personalities, very fallen, became purified by chanting. So there's also hope for us. In fact, this chanting is so powerful and able to deliver the whole world from ignorance and illusion that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the holy name as an incarnation of Krishna. Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar Namo Hete Hayasharva Jagata Nishtara. That in the age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, is the incarnation of Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. Anyone who does this, who chants Hare Krishna, is delivered. So if we want to be delivered from our suffering condition, and who doesn't? Then you can take some medicines and become freed from the disease. But the ultimate disease, you need very strong medicine, and that is the sound incarnation of the Lord in this age, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you feel better now that you're chanting? So now we're going to ask a great kirtanir to chant Hare Krishna. We don't even have to mention his name because his fame precedes him. It goes before him. You don't even have to say his name. His fame comes before him like the sunlight comes before the sunrise. When I chant Hare Krishna, everybody just jumps around. When he chants, everyone just their heads shake and so much bhav, so much emotion is coming to the heart. Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj Ki Golok Prem Dan Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Ki